Garofalo?
We are.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order at 6:09 p.m. That's what my clock says. All my clocks say different things. Just do it. Let's stand to say the pledge, please.
Take the roll call.
After the pledge.
Sorry.
Okay, now Louise, you get to see the roll call. We're not changing order here.
I'm sorry.
You're just in, you really wanted to be a short meeting.
Yeah, we can't change the agenda till after this.
Yeah. Ready? Go ahead. Yep, we're ready.
Mr. Powers?
I'm here.
Thank you. Yep. Mr. Butler?
Nope.
Mr. Carlone?
Present.
Mr. Coppola?
Nope.
Mr. Forte?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Mr. Malerba?
Here.
Ms. Pertoso?
There she is. She's still connecting, so consider her here.
Okay. Mr. Pastro?
Here.
And Ms. Sefcik.
I'm here too. All right.
The record to reflect today's meeting is for March 16th, 2021.
Thank you very much. So are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to our agenda tonight?
Madam Chair, I have a couple that I would like to request.
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to delete item number 6 on the current agenda. I have some new information that I need to add to my analysis before that is actually ready for you to act on.
That's the whole banana you want to take off?
Yes.
Okay.
And then secondly, we tabled a motion back on February 22nd, where we were discussing a transfer from the working balance, $6,000 to Valley Transit subsidy to fund the F21 requested amount difference. So if we did have some meetings with the transit director, and if the board's ready to discuss that, I'd like to get it back on the agenda.
Okay, why don't we put that then in position number 6 in place of the electric? So do I hear a motion to remove item 6 from the agenda tonight and in its place put in a motion to, in a item to transfer funds for the Valley Transit District?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second by Mike.
Second by Mike. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay.
Thank you.
Are there any other additions, deletions, or corrections? Anybody? All right, ready. I'm going to close that portion then. And is there anyone? I see some people here from the public, not a crowd, but some people. Is there anyone who wishes? Who's giggling? There's no giggling in Texas.
We're taking a moment to listen to these commercials.
There's commercials? No.
What I'm hearing.
No, please. I like the commercial with the lady who has the guys in her kitchen rapping while she's trying to make dessert. That's like the best commercial I've seen. Because when the husband walks in and he dances too, and then the daughter. So this is the part I like, walks in and she looks like she could be junior high and she's just appalled. And that's just so my granddaughters.
Yeah.
I'd be so appalled if they caught me in the kitchen singing with rappers. Well, you know, it would be odd. Okay. I guess nobody from the public. So we will close the public portion.
Judy, actually, can I ask a quick question?
Okay.
What is Keith's last day?
On Earth or in Derby?
In Derby.
I don't know. Could you tell us, Mr. Taylor?
Yeah, so Keith has transferred all of the day-to-day operations to me. I'm handling that now. I don't know how to define his last day. There are a couple of projects that were on Patty's desk that he has been asked to finish up. He is also handling prior year audit, all of the communications with the auditor to get that wrapped up. And he's been very nice to take a call from time to time from me to help me with questions that I might have.
Okay.
Well, that's good. It was just a question, because if we have any questions for him, because he's been
involved
in the last few years.
So it sounds like he's still somewhat available if we have questions.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he would. I don't see why he wouldn't.
No, I don't see why he would. Yeah.
To your point, he's very valuable as a historical resource.
Absolutely.
And you would like that to be considered a historical resource. I mean, so.
This hysterical.
Especially if he had a wig. White wig, you would be so like funny. Okay, I have another thing before we go to the new number six. The other thing I'm thinking about the letter from the.
Right.
We'll handle that in the budget section because that's a budget issue. Okay.
Yes.
Well, we now have. We would like to make a motion to transfer $6,000 from our working balance. Is it our regular working balance, right?
Yes. There's an account number there on the on the email I sent you.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that in front of me. No,
okay.
We're fine.
Working balance.
If you'd like me to read it, I can.
It's on the agenda also.
No, not on the agenda. Because this is the new one.
Louise, I sent you an email so that you would have this to be able to transfer it to the agenda as revised.
So do I hear a motion to transfer $6,000 from the working balance, and the account number for that is?
8400-390-0390.
And we want to move that into the Valley Transit District, which is account?
8200-390-0025.
Thank you very much. So all I need is a motion and a second, and then we can discuss.
Make a motion, Mike.
Mike is making a motion?
I'll second.
And Ray is going to second. Okay. So when we talk about fiscal years, I don't know why, because I always think of it as the 2 years. So we're talking about the budget we're in right now, you're talking about, correct, Dave?
That's correct.
Okay. So the Valley Transit, and this happens sometimes because all the people don't come in and look at the budget when we pass it. So when we passed the budget last year, we knocked Valley Transit down to 5,000, right?
That's correct.
That makes more sense because the other night we were talking about, no, we already gave them that. And I'm like, that didn't work for me. Okay.
Right.
So, and I remember, and I think you guys will too, a lot of the discussion centered around the fact that we thought that the senior center was going to have their own bus and that the schedules weren't quite working out well for our seniors. We kind of went down that road. And then they came in, I don't remember the gentleman's name, in our last meeting.
And Mr. Pandolfi, I believe.
Pandolfi. Sounds like a magician. And explain to us how much effort is put in Derby, et cetera, et cetera. And then he really needed the 11K that they asked for. So what we're looking then is to put a little extra in, because what with the COVID, and maybe we didn't have a total understanding of it last time, if you guys feel it's more appropriate to give them what they originally asked for last year. Is that right, David?
Yeah, you might also remember that, you know, we had been giving them 10,000 a year for several years.
Mm-hmm.
There was a 10% increase at the in order for them to get their entire budget, you know, most of their funding comes from the state. The state's been increasing their funding every year. And they said, if we're going to continue to increase your funding, you need to get the municipalities to also kick in additional funding. And that was a 10% ask that was sent.
Okay. Anybody have other thoughts, questions, comments?
From what I believe I heard last week was we gave them 5,000 last year, and the senior center gave them 5,000 last year, which equaled to 10,000. And that's what was that's what the confusion was of them getting the 10,000.
No, that's actually not what happened. We gave them the 10. The senior center has been paying a certain amount every week for the senior center rides, which are really funded by that $80 a week. So that's over and above.
And that's
okay. So where did the other 5,000 come from last year?
We wrote one check for $10,000 out of this account.
Oh, so we were supposed to cut them down to 5,000 and somebody wrote them a check for 10,000.
It was budgeted 10,000 in the prior year, the year that ended, that we're not in today, the prior year. It was budgeted for 10 and we paid 10. This year, when we came to budget time, I think we needed to make some cuts to get it to balance. And we took what was in there at 10 and changed it to 5 and said, we're going to only pay 5 this year. And part of the reasoning was the senior center van. However, that they're still coming in for 11 and that's what they need.
That 10% increase that they're looking for, though, isn't that for the budget we're currently working on, not the actual?
No, I have it in. No, I'm sorry for interrupting. Yeah, I actually have an invoice for this year, and that there was some correspondence that was shared regarding the reasons for the increase, and that was the increase. All of the municipalities have been kicked up 10%.
When they requested for their budget, did they request for 11,000 or 10,000?
Originally, they would have I do not know. I'm sorry. So which budget? Sorry.
For the one that they're asking for the transfer this year.
This year. I can't answer that, but I believe it was 10. Yes, it was 10. And then midway through the year, the state said, you've got to get these local municipalities to kick in as well, because you keep coming to us for more money.
So
we should be doing.
Currently, we've given them 10,000 approximately, 5,000 from the city and 5,000 from the senior center, approximately.
I don't have any evidence that we've given it from the senior center. It's always come out of the same account.
Well, yes, last week the senior center director said that she's been paying them.
That's like a separate thing, though.
It's a separate thing, and it's got nothing to do with this. It's to pay for specifically rides that the transit district does for only our seniors. The 11,000 is to cover the rides, their routes, and their pickups of all of the residents of the city of Derby, not specifically the seniors. Obviously, seniors could ride the bus.
But should we be transferring only 5,000 this year instead of the 6,000? And the budget moving forward should be for 11,000, including that extra 10%?
The request for this year is 11,000, and it will be for next year as well.
But the original request was only for 10,000.
I don't know. I'd have to pull that.
Originally, they requested 10. I think I could find it. They requested 10 because we have letters back and forth to the mayor midway through this year requesting an additional 10% with the reasoning that I've given.
That's the problem. We always run into this problem with some of the agencies because they put in a request, but then they'd never check back. And I don't know whose responsibility this is to check back to see if that's what we actually gave them.
But they only requested the 10,000 anyway, so it wouldn't even matter. Right. And also I'm concerned, the thing I'm a little wary about is if we have the bus now for the senior center, would we be looking to remove the $5,000 we're paying them in addition as well? Because now we have that bus to transport people.
Well, we have Christine here, I see. Maybe would she feel comfortable talking to us about their bus situation?
Sure. What was the question again? I'm sorry, I only heard part of it.
What's your status at this point in time with the bus you guys have? Does it, is it operable? How will you be using it? Will it?
We have not hired, we have not yet hired a driver, because once the budget got approved for last year, we were in the middle of COVID. So we never hired a driver for that. But the Valley Transit is actually separate from the driver. They transport to the city, to the facility on Tuesdays, and then they take people out shopping. It's part of a grant that they have, and we pay $80 a week towards that, is my understanding from it, from their last meeting. As far as the van goes, the van has not been used since they purchased it, which was before I came on. And when we did get approval for the driver, we were in the middle of COVID, so therefore we did not yet hire a driver, because it didn't make sense to hire a driver that we obviously could not use because we are closed.
Right.
So once we're fully operational, then we're hoping to then hire a driver.
And once you hire a driver, will that, would you need the Valley Transit less?
Well, realistically, they take people out shopping. That's on Fridays, like to the grocery store. That's something they do for the whole city.
Yeah.
I don't know the differences as to why they charge us as well as the city, but they take our members free on Fridays, and they only transport once a week, which is what they do with other senior centers in the Valley who also have vans. So I'd have to wait to see how we're going to use it and hours and everything else and who would actually get picked up.
Okay. So as far as the senior center is concerned, you guys aren't using, because we don't pay for Valley Transit just for the seniors or the senior center. It's for transportation. So you guys only use them on Fridays, and you guys are kind of all set. So your bus is going to be more for people that Valley Transit doesn't offer.
At this point.
Okay.
I mean, I think somewhere down the road, once we get the driver and can see how it works and everything else, that might be an option for us. But right now, we don't know how it's going to work out.
But you pay the senior center from your own, from the senior center account.
Yes, I pay separately. It's totally separate from what the city contributes to Valley Transit. And the clarification that I had on the last call was that it was something that the city did for all members of the community, not just the senior center, where I just take care of the senior center members.
So this might be a question you're unable to answer, but if this services for the whole city, why is the senior citizens department paying that? Why wouldn't it come from the city? So.
I believe that what she's paying is the Tuesday, which is strictly a senior pickup.
Yes, just to the center.
And it seems to me that $80 a month is rather reasonable when you have labor and overhead to drive a bus back and forth to wherever it is they pick people up.
So think of it like this, Carlo. Think of the part the city pays to Valley Transit. It's like us paying to have our trash picked up. But the special thing that the seniors do, that's like the bulk pickup. It's a special thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get that. I understand.
Pay out of their own pocket.
And we've been paying $10,000 a year from, I don't know how long back. How far? Forever.
So once you have the bus, once you have the driver, you may be able to get away from that part that you do separate to them.
It's
just rely on the city stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely something I will absolutely 100% be looking into as a cost savings. But until I actually get the driver on board and figure out how that's all going to work, it's kind of hard to forecast for that.
Christine, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the reasons for having a driver and a bus was to take trips.
To take trips, exactly.
Which would be a savings from an additional expense to, you know, arrange that with someone else.
Exactly. Especially because we can't usually fill a large bus. So we often have to share them, and that doesn't always work for them. So this way we could do smaller trips. And that was a big reason why they wanted the van.
So I think the crux of it is here is if you guys want to say, last year's budget, we only approved $5,000 for whatever reasons we had. Now they're coming back to us and they're saying, well, we didn't realize that we still need the $10,000, plus we need an extra $1,000 that everyone else is paying. So we have to decide if after the fact we feel comfortable moving that forward or not. I don't feel bad personally giving them the money. I worry about the budget process. Why do we meet and pass things if then we go, oh, I'm sorry, we didn't give you what you wanted. And I'm not saying this on the Valley Transit, they're being fine, but it's just a, I think, a glitch in how we do it. Any other thoughts, questions? All right, let's take a vote then. We have a motion on the board. All in favor of moving the $6,000 to the Valley Transit, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're all set. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
I think we examined the issue thoroughly as well. Thank you, Christine.
You're welcome.
We could have got Nicole in here too. They might have a bookmobile or something.
That's a good idea, Judy.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
That would be great.
Nicole would be totally for driving it around too. She seems like the, I could see her in a bookmobile. I don't think she's listening to us, so I'm just testing. Testing to see if she's actually there or not. So budget-wise, before we start looking at the budget itself, and since Christine's here, we had a letter, and I believe all the board was copied on that, right, David? Everybody got a copy of the letter from the senior center and the, what is it, the elderly commission or something?
Oh. Yeah, I'm not sure. Mark, you could probably fill us in on who you sent it to.
Hey, Mark. There he is. You know the letter we got, and did we send that to everybody?
Here, I've got it. Let's see, Rich, Zekin, Anthony Bertoso, Brian Capolo, Malariba, Carloni, and six.
Sorry, I was on mute. I sent it to the whole task force.
Yeah, okay, that looks perfect. Like it. Yeah.
Now, what confused me a little bit is it's saying that we should support. My understanding is that we should. They're asking us to support the lost my thing. They're asking us to support the budget presented by the senior center, and especially because they need better Wi-Fi because they weren't able to do remote activities because of the poor Wi-Fi. Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
But I don't remember. You're asking me if there's poor Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm asking you what in your budget was going to solve that, that we called on to support.
I think we did ask for an increase under, you know, for Comcast so that we can get an increase in our Wi-Fi. So I'm sure that's what they're talking about.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me find this now. Seniors. Senior Center. Plays everything empty.
That's nice.
That's not good. Looking at the wrong place. I'm the one that put the totals at the bottom because it bothered me at the top. And now what do? I look the other way because, I don't know. So, where are we going up?
6,800.
Yep. Looking at where, so our building operations went up a couple, 2,500. And then the instructors, the only thing that went up that I see other than salaries would be the building operations. So that's why the letter confused me, because I don't see you guys asking for more where you would improve the Wi-Fi.
I think it, building operations is where the Comcast bill falls under.
Okay.
That's probably why. I think they're just concerned that we're not going to get improved Wi-Fi.
Okay. So
that in the classes, they like their classes.
They love.
I have a quick question. Once the state opens up fully 100% again, you won't be doing any more Zoom calls anyways, correct?
No, probably not. I mean, I'm hoping that all my instructors will come back. But they were interested in doing other, like we got a smart TV, which we need the Wi-Fi for the smart TV to work.
I see.
And to work properly. So, you know, it's like we just connected it and it's like you go to connect something and it's very, it freezes all the time. So they need that. And I think so they're talking more about in general, they need a better Wi-Fi because even the computer class, it's very difficult to run the computer class due to the fact that they all can't have their laptops or their tablets and learn because it keeps freezing.
I gotcha.
So there's a lot other things besides the Zoom. I think they were just focused on the Zoom from a COVID perspective, Chris.
Right.
Because a lot of the other senior centers were able to offer Zoom things and some of the people wanted to come into the center to take Zoom classes, but we didn't have that capability.
I gotcha. All right.
Yeah, I would think that would be a natural thing for a senior center because the seniors are old and a lot of them, well, I mean, you know, by definition. And so I think it'd be really handy, especially in the winter, if you could do some things from home.
Absolutely. And
not
we've had,
all the way in. Yeah.
We have a lady that hasn't come back because of COVID that's in California and she's taking our class, our Tai Chi class from California. I mean, which is wonderful. You know, I mean, that's ideal.
Amazing, too, that someone in California would take a Connecticut Tai Chi class. So
yeah, well, she's a Derby Senior Center member. She just hasn't come back because of COVID and she couldn't travel. So right. She's still out there, but I think it's great that she's still taking her classes. And she asks all the time, or do we have more? So
I was being sarcastic. I apologize. In California, they're very into Tai Chi and yoga and all that. So
yes.
Okay. She probably has Tai Chi on every corner, I guess that's what I'm saying. So it's kind of sweet that she comes back to the mothership.
Yeah, that's good though.
Okay, so we will take it into advisement when we get to the part where we start slashing everybody's budget that we need to be gentle, okay?
Okay, be gentle.
Be gentle.
Thank you.
At this point, probably I should put the budget up on the screen and maybe do we have any? Yeah, we have the school stuff's a little bit new. And that's, I should let you guys know about that. So David and I met with Dr. Conway and Mark Izzo and the new guy who's going to replace Mark Izzo. I can't remember his name. Maybe Tom?
It's John.
John.
I think Pilastro is his last name. I'm not sure.
I hope.
No, it's not Pilastro. Now I know why I said that I'm staring at that name. But it's John.
Not that Sam, you wouldn't do a great job. I'm not.
It begins with a P.
I think Pellegrino. Was it Pellegrino? No, that's a kind of water. I don't know, but anyway.
I think it's Palazzo.
Palazzo?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think that's a fashion. It's a style of pants. I don't know. But so we met with them and they talked about what they think could happen coming from Hartford. And there's just a bunch of options. You know, there's a bunch of bills in front of the legislature. The only bill that really would make it harder for us is the governor's budget, where, you know, they're going to be really fighting hard for the increase. The other ones that are in front of the legislature, they are much nicer for us because they would be upping the schools portion where we could just stay right where we are and not give them a penny more and they would just be fine. Again, though, it's time, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah,
there's like six things there's really seven things that could happen, of which four of them would be very beneficial to the city from a funding if we decided to fund the whole budget from funding that budget.
Yeah.
And the seventh item was one that they did. We had a meeting today with them. They didn't suggest the seventh item, but I said, hey, wait a minute. There's a number of bills here that are independent of one another. Couldn't more than one pass? Their scenarios only were one bill at a time. So it's a possibility that the seventh could happen. And then today there was a news article about $6.2 million that the Board of Education is expecting to get in the city of Derby for COVID. And I would just, you know, amongst this board, I would be wondering how much of that could fund the increases that they're asking for.
Comes with the stipulation you can't use it for like regular salaries, blah blah blah.
Well, you just don't know, you know. Yeah. You don't know.
From what they're asking for, the things they're asking for, and all these monies that are traveling around, would it be beneficial to us, do you think, to have them come in? Because Dr. Conway said he could throw together some slides to show us each of these possibilities. But the problem is their possibilities.
That's right.
I don't know. Is it going to make us more confused when we have A through Z, or I don't know. Because we're not going to have an answer, I don't think, before it's time to vote on our budget.
Yeah, the interesting thing is the thing that locks us in is the budget from appropriation standpoint. Mm-hmm. And if we were to lock in a budget with a $600,000 increase, whether we gave them the $600,000 or not, from an amended budget perspective, we'd be stuck with it.
Yeah, because we're an alliance district.
Right. So if just something to consider, if we said, no, we're going to keep the contribution for the city flat in the budget, you know, and just bet against the con, I guess, if you will, that the funding from Hartford will allow us to do that. You know, if we'd have to amend the budget down the road, but we wouldn't be stuck with the $600,000 increase when we went to look at it again next year.
Right. If they get more in than we put in the budget for the state side, we simply go in and add to revenue.
If we have to
there, add to there, but it doesn't touch our, what we call our MBR.
Exactly. It would protect us from that.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to see. So I asked the board, then do you guys want to talk to them about all these possibilities? Would that make you feel better before you make your decision?
I have a question of, are any of those proposals giving them less money than what they're getting now? No. Okay.
They will do well with all of these, and we'll do well with most of them. Well, and yeah, that we can stay firm.
And we don't know what the impact of the 6.2 is. You know, that's...
Yeah.
And we don't expect these decisions to be made by the state by the time our new pushed up timeline is.
Yeah.
And what happens if we miss our timeline per charter?
I think they appointed Mark Garfalo to come around with a baseball bat.
And Sonia misses their budget every single year. Nothing happens there.
I mean, we're missing very important. We're not going to have very important pieces of revenue.
We missed the budget 2 years ago because we found that weirdness in the accounting. Okay.
Yeah.
That's when I stopped it and I said, no, we're not going to pass a budget till we figure out what happened and how can we climb out of this hole. Which with our 8.6 plan, we're doing. Last year, we were late because of COVID, because we were trying to reinvent how we do all this. So, but what would be, did you get a feeling, David, for when we might hear something from Hartford? I mean.
It seemed like we would get at least $540,000. There's $541,770 or something, but anyway, of relief. Against their increases very shortly, because that was sort of something the governor wanted. I can't remember exactly, but and we don't have those numbers before us to so far as
but that 541, that was that little piece because we were in Alliance District, that whole thing that he brought out, that will hurt our MBR. See, we don't get to pass that through. That jumps to the MBR.
There was,
I think.
But that doesn't necessarily have to be given to the school either. Dr. Conway said that is for the city as well.
Right. So that's the city. Yeah. Right. So that would help us either way. I mean,
we don't want to be late on the budget if we wait till like say end of May, and then we still don't have an answer. I don't know. Will we know more? Will it be more confusing?
Listen. What would happen if we were late on the budget? You work off of last year's budget, so money is allocated in there. They're not going to burn through it in the first 2 months.
No, there's no danger in the budget, I don't think, going out later. Right. I'm not exactly sure. I was told that a lot of the changes that were made in the charter revision were requested by legal. So I'm not exactly sure what advantage we get from having our budget decided by the end of April, as opposed to
feels like a disadvantage, because we're always going to be tracking behind the most important piece, which is the state budget.
Exactly.
Makes their information is always going to come in late too.
It makes this job actually much harder.
Yep.
So I think we'll be in good company if we're late.
Yeah, I think we will. Because we like to stand out, you know.
Well, again, this year, which is a lot different than most years, we're talking about a potential of a lot of money coming from the state that we're not going to have any visibility to how much it could be. That's just, what I mean?
And Ray, to your point, there are a lot of different ways that we'll get here.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying there's a very good chance that at least one of those will happen.
Right.
So, like you said, we're not going to have the budget police aren't going to come get us or something. So if you guys want, we've got almost everything else wrapped up. I know David's looking at electricity, a few items, but we're pretty solid at this point with almost everything except what's coming from the state, right? We could take a couple weeks off and set our next meeting for, let's see, because I hate meeting when we don't know, because we're going to sit here, well,
it's not
a waste of time.
Time.
This is the 15th. Well, this is the 16th.
Well, Judy, why you do that? Can we ask Mark if he knows what the consequences would be for if we miss the budget? He's available.
Ask who?
Mark.
Oh, Mark Garofalo. He's right there. I don't. Do you know anything, Mark? I don't remember. I know nothing happened as far as I know.
Ask Corp Counsel Marini.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who's now helping us because in Vin Marino's absence in the interim. He has been Cassetti's right-hand man there for the last 8 years that he's been mayor. Yep. And I don't think they passed the budget on time, not once.
No, I don't think they do. Well, let's do this. Let's set our next meeting for...
So are you asking or no?
Go ahead, Mark.
I'm suggesting our next meeting for March 30. Talk to council in the meantime. Hello?
Yeah, Mark was trying to speak.
Go ahead.
I mean, the charter was adopted. So what, is there a penalty? I mean, it's not like the first time that the city was ever late with the budget was 2 years ago. That was the first time ever.
Yes.
So, I mean, a deadline's there to have the deadline. I mean, if you wait till the end of May, are you going to know? You're probably not going to know by the end of May either what the numbers are going to be. Because it could be that they go, the regular session of the legislature doesn't end until June 9th.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, the reality is, it's whatever to me, it's a good practice just to have the deadline in your head because that's what it is. And in this case, you're going to know more or less what the money is going to be. And it really should be, take a conservative approach because there's probably going to be more money if you just put it all in to defray the cost of the budget. Then next year, if that money's not here, you're going to have to go up that much more on the taxes. So you have to kind of, I think, look at and evaluate what the best way to expend that money. Is it through capital expenditures? Is it through one-time expenditures? Is it through other kind of improvements? Because if it gets just built into the operating cost, then the next year, if it's not available next year, which they've all said it's probably not going to be there next year, so maybe use half this year, and if there's extra, it'll go to the bottom line, help with the replenishment of the fund balance. I mean, there's different. I mean, I think you have to kind of, if this is like a unique situation, certainly there'll be more income, and you may choose to spend it on capital or other things that would not then artificially inflate the operating income so that you set yourselves up for a problem, you know, a compounded problem next year.
Oh, absolutely. And if we get a windfall, we would want to use it for capital or for fund balance. So we're not worried about that. Worry about the school situation. That's always the big, that's the elephant in the room is the school.
Well, but it's going to be, but there's going to be money flush on both sides of the budget. And you could argue the same thing. They had a whole bunch of capital requests. You know, obviously you don't have a say on that, but there, that, I mean, it should be a larger discussion so that it's not, like you say, that there's implications that you know far better than I do in terms of if you give them more, then you can't go back. And there's I don't want to say consequences because that sounds negative, but there's a cause and effect to then what happens in ensuing things.
That's our problem. So I think the good point you made, Mark, is if the session doesn't end until June 9th, and plus they can extend the session. They've done that before where they went over. If we said, well, this just this year, we're going to ask forgiveness and we're going to go back to our, we'll be ready by the end of May because we always have been before and nothing happened. So we're just going to take an extra month this year. I don't know that it'll buy us anything because I don't think the state's going to figure things out. They're going to go over because there's too much money at play here and too many people who want to.
They're probably, I think you're 100% right. You just have to stay on the course and try to, you know, narrow down the variables that you have and agree on the parts that you can agree on. And then, I mean, do essentially what you always have to do anyway. Then essentially the Board of Ed gets plugged in at the end because the rest of the stuff you can, you know what the insurance, all the rest of the stuff is. Get it ready to go.
So my question to you remains the same. Do you guys want the Board of Ed or specifically Dr. Conway to come in next week and show us what these different possibilities are? Will that help you in that process? And you can say, well, of the seven, the average would be this much. So I feel comfortable doing A, B, C, or is it just going to make it more confusing?
No, yeah. I think Dr. Conway seems to always be pretty well plugged in with what's going on in Hartford. I think it would be helpful to hear his, right, what the different proposals are floating on and which way he thinks the wind is blowing, I think would be helpful.
Okay. How about you, Chris?
I suppose because he is at a lot of their meetings also, uh-huh. I believe. Whether it's going to confuse us more, it might.
Yeah, that's not hard to do anyway, though. You know? What do you think, Sam? Sam, are you for him coming in?
I'm good with the consensus of what people want to do here.
Okay, how about you, Rob?
Yeah, it won't hurt to have him come in one more time and go over, like Ray said, go over the different variables and what he feels is going to be best.
Carlo, you good with that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessary per se, because if 90% of them are positive outlooks and are going to increase the money, then he's just going to provide more information to confuse, like everyone's saying.
I felt after I talked to him, I felt more optimistic because I thought, oh, that's a lot of possibilities here. So it made me feel more comfortable. And then he always explains it well. Because it gives you a chance to argue with him, Carlo, which you really
also more kind of enjoy, right, too.
In the past. No. Yeah, but it's going to, but like you said, 90% of his proposals are going to show that we're going to increase money, is what I'm saying, my point.
Okay. Rose?
Whatever the majority wants is fine with me.
Okay. Well, I think people would enjoy it. So I say next week, twofold then. A, we'll get Dr. Conway to come in with some slides so we can see that scenario. And B, David, could you pretty much across the board just give us the best you can give us?
Okay.
Always noting, if you're not totally comfortable, note it. But so that by the end of the meeting next week, we're pretty much ready. If anybody has any questions in the meantime, anything, let's resolve it next week. Everything out in the open. So that then we can start our deliberations the following week. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'll have stuff ready for you. I also have a schedule that the
that the Board of Ed provided to me today, with which outlines the different things. And we didn't really get a chance to publish that. So I'll get it to the board after the meeting.
Okay.
I'll pass that around. I'll get it to you and you can do what you want with it.
Okay. The other thing I heard today that you could look into, David, is coming out of the assessment appeals. Obviously, we had 74 people come in, 74 appeals this year. I have a stack of folders that I could make a small coffee table out of. About more than half of them, about 40 so of them, 45 of them, we said, no, we're not changing your thing. It's fair. We did comps. We did matrices. We tried every which way to make sure these people were getting a fair shake. So we felt comfortable with 60%, 65%. We said, no. So that doesn't cost us anything for the grandmas, okay? There were a few others. Then there's some big businesses that always come in. So they'll be taking it to court. It'll be a long time before we know, okay? And then there were a few that we made some small reductions. So we now have that number. That will affect our revenue, okay? Make our grand list a little bit smaller. But it wasn't anything huge.
Right.
But I mean, there was a gentleman who everybody knows well. I won't say his name, who lives in town, in a big house. And his assessment went up 71%.
Oh,
holy
cow. I think he wins the prize, the assessment rising prize. So we were able to knock that down quite a bit. It was just like, I don't know. But most of them
said, reasonable.
But they mentioned, and this was, I think, our treasurer, Walter, mentioned, talking to Betsy, our assessor, that what's going to be the decision on Griffin Hospital. So do you have any inkling of that, David, what's going on with Griffin Hospital grant, or whatever that is, to the tune, a change of $4 million?
I do not. I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, if you could look into that, because that would be an awful big hit if our revenue goes down $4 million. So, and I'm not exactly sure, and it was in the middle of stuff, so I wasn't going to inject that. So, if there's anything out there that we don't know, so that would be your revenue side. How do you feel about the revenue side? Are you pretty plugged into that, or do you have more you want to look at?
I think I'm in a pretty good place on revenue. But I just want to make this note about Griffin Hospital.
Right now, let's see.
Judy, when you met with Dr. Conway, were you speaking with just about the Board of Ed receiving extra money, or in general, the whole city?
I'm going to have him tell us anything he knows. I mean, I'm more interested in what may come. Some of it's coming to the school directly, and some's coming through the city, but we're supposed to be a pass-through.
Right.
So he just had an awful lot of information when we met with him. So I think you guys will get out a lot out of it and enjoy it.
So he's just really focused on for the Board of Ed for the most part.
More so, yeah. But he knows, because
that's what I figured.
He's waiting for these meetings, so
he would know what the city also might be getting as well on the city side of the thing.
Possible, yeah. It's always more information. I mean, they're having a thing. I think it was today. They were having that public hearing about where the state wants to take over our zoning laws.
What?
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's before the Congress, state Congress, that the state would now decide how things are zoned, not the cities. So there were 145 people, I think, signed up to talk in the public hearing. And at 10:30 this morning, they were like up to number 35. So people who do these things, they're hearing a lot of stuff, and they're like submerged in it. So, or immersed, I guess, the better word. So, you hear a lot of stuff, some not right. So Griffin. I don't have it here. What is that called? Anybody remember the hospital thing? Pilot Well, we have the pilot private colleges hospital.
Oh, we have all those numbers from the state.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I don't know what they were talking. Maybe Walter was just being bad. Just like, okay.
So I have a note by it that it's supposed to go up. That right now it was given to us as the same number as last year. But I guess some of the more recent news people are, and I'm sorry, I have a church meeting that's starting and I'm trying to get rid of hosting duties. But some of the more recent.
Can't Mark do the rest? I think we're done, David. Go.
Yeah, I think we're close to done. And so I was just kind of wanting to hang with you. I let them know I'll be late. So.
Okay. Hope they're church people, they'll be understanding.
Yeah.
I know, I'm very politically incorrect. I can't help it. It's in my blood. I just have to do it.
The Valley thing.
It's a Valley thing you wouldn't understand.
I got it from my husband. He was that way. He was just awful. So does everyone sound good? So if you got any questions that you want resolved next week, send me an email, okay? I will get Dr. Conway to come in and show us some slides so we can kind of see what the possibilities are. And I will ask, since we're on it, I think it was a good idea, we'll ask the Marini about if we're a little bit late because of these things. Is there any consequence? I really don't think. It could be one of those things. There could be consequences if somebody wanted to make a fuss, but most likely nobody will make a fuss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody could probably make our budget results illegal or something if we didn't hit the mark. So we should know what the possibilities are. All right, so that means, let me look at my schedule real quick. Schedule. So then we were gonna do the review of final numbers tonight. So that moves to next week. So the 23rd review of final numbers and slides about the school. And then that moves to the 30th. Well, that's right. We built in a couple weeks extra just because of this. So that would push the deliberations to the 30th, public hearing. Oh, the preliminary adoption to the 6th, public hearing to the 13th, and then final adoption to the 20th. So we still have wiggle room, okay?
That still gives us a week, right?
Yeah. So we're still good.
Good.
Judy, I had forgotten that we built that in up front so we could take a little longer.
Would it be possible just to send an updated copy of the budget to everyone, your spreadsheet?
Sure. What do you guys want? You want me to put it out on the Google Sheets?
Whatever you have, whatever you have it as, whatever.
I have everything.
So. I believe it would have been posted by Mark today to the website. But Judy, why don't, over the next couple of days, I'd like to do analysis and see where we're different between you and me.
Sure.
Put our minds together. And maybe that after that conversation, it will be more valuable to the board.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. You'll make sure we're in sync before we show them. When can you meet Dave? David? I'm determined to call you Dave, I'm sorry.
I have a lot of time for you, especially. Yeah.
You have donuts? No, okay.
But yeah, I mean.
They had a movie on TV and the guy in Australia said he had been to America and had donuts, and there was like biting into a cloud. For some reason, that captured my imagination at that moment last night.
I wanted
a donut so bad.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rest of this week is looking pretty good for if we wanted to carve out some time.
Okay, I'll run it by you in the morning then.
Thank you.
Is everybody comfortable? Anything you wanted to say? Now's the chance. All right, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
The motion.
Motion
Rose.
By, was that you, Mike?
Rose.
Rose, was that you?
Yeah.
I wish you had your picture up there, Rose. I miss you. And who seconded it?
I'll second it.
That was Carlo? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Don't forget to wear green tomorrow.
All right. Good night, everyone.
I want to get pinched. See you next week.
Have a good night.
Good night. I heard that, Louise. You better be careful of those hot mics.
No, I'm just saying, oh my God.
Why?
I think I've already done. No, okay.
It was early, 7:03. We finished pretty early.
I know. I know I'm not supposed to talk in these meetings, but Dr. Conway did have an article in the Register yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's talking where he's got like six million or something he's getting, and he's got summer programs planned. He's already got his agenda with the money he's getting.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we can ask him about that when he comes in. So
yeah,
I think they're flush. They're fine. But I want to make sure the board feels comfortable with that. So
No, I totally agree with you. But
there's going to be a lot of extra money this year going around.
Yeah, I couldn't say anything, but I was just wondering if anybody else saw the article. We made the front page of the paper.
Woohoo!
So if I think of it, I'll cut the article out and send it to you.
Oh, thank you, Liz.
Okay.
All righty, all set. Have a good evening.
I'm sorry, I'm breathing heavy. I'm totally exhausted.
Oh, how come?
Well, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go for my dialysis treatment, so.